Hello, you are listening to Wellness Unfiltered Pro. The information provided in this podcast is intended for educational purposes only and is not a substitute for independent clinical judgment or personalized patient care. The content is not designed to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, nor is it intended to direct patient management decisions.
Welcome to Wellness Unfiltered Pro Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Arland Hill, Director of Clinical Education for Biotics Research. Before I introduce our topic and professional panel today, I would like to acknowledge our sponsor, Biotics Research. Family-owned and operated for over 45 years, Biotics Research continues to revolutionize the nutritional supplement industry by utilizing the best of science and nature to create high-quality nutritional supplements. With a continued focus on innovation and the use of unique and clinically proven delivery systems such as emulsified nutrients, vegetable culture tableting base, and plant matrix minerals, Biotics Research continues to be a pioneer in the professional nutritional supplement industry. As we all appreciate, the gastrointestinal environment is a complex symphony. As clinicians, we often segregate dysfunction and remedies into different categories to support a more linear thought process towards care. Previous podcasts have used this philosophy as we have discussed such things as antimicrobials, digestive support, and gastrointestinal restorative products. Today, however, we break from this ideology and venture into unique solutions to common problems, each of which can be used as a standalone or part of a more comprehensive strategy. From enhancing motility to optimizing the local immune system, the product offerings covered today will amplify the effectiveness of products previously discussed. But before we delve into this conversation, allow me to introduce the professionals joining me today. First, Joe Bushes. Joe Bushes, a licensed dietitian, nutritionist, and CCN, has been using Biotics products clinically for over 40 years. He is also the host of a video magazine called The Tuesday Minute. Also with us is Jillian Carroll. Jillian is a senior functional medicine consultant managing the Carolinas for Biotics Research. We will begin our discussion today with a look at bowel motility. Constipation is stated to affect approximately 1 in 8 patients, with real-world estimates likely being much higher. No doubt you have been perplexed by the timeframes between bowel movements often shared by patients. More than just annoyance, constipation is a gateway for chronic disease. And so with this in mind, let me introduce Motilidizyme. Motilidizyme is a newer addition to the Biotics line and geared towards mild to moderate constipation. But this raises the question of, how do you define constipation? Constipation can be looked at as fewer than 3 bowel movements per week. It could be stated as hard, dry, or lumpy stools. Stools that are difficult or painful to pass, or even incomplete evacuation of the bowels. These are all exacerbated by medications. For example, medications such as PPIs, opioids, all come to mind. And these are frequent medication classes in our society. Constipation is often aligned with chronic diseases from cardiovascular disease to autoimmune manifestations and so on, and even more acute types of presentations such as small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. And with the limited effects of over-the-counter options and only contributing to the cycle of constipation, there really are no true functional approaches out in the marketplace that are geared towards constipation. This is where Motilidizyme comes in. Motilidizyme is a 4-ingredient combination based around ginger and artichoke. And let me share with you how each of these different ingredients supports the patient with constipation from a functional perspective. Ginger, for example, is going to support regulation of GI motility. It stimulates gastric emptying, and it modulates the serotonin receptors locally in the gastrointestinal tract. Artichoke is rich in antioxidants. Probably to no surprise, when you think about constipation, there's going to be some degradation to the intestinal lining. There's going to be activation of inflammatory cascades. And so the availability of antioxidants to counter those inflammatory cascades is an important addition. Equally, artichoke is also going to alleviate GI discomfort, so it's modulating pain that could be associated with ongoing constipation and bloating. But maybe the most important of the mechanisms behind artichoke is that it stimulates bile secretion. Bile is the body's natural laxative. And laxative may be a bit of a strong word there, but it's the body's molecule that supports natural motility, so normal peristaltic activity to allow for optimal emptying of the bowels. But ginger and artichoke are not the only two ingredients in here. There's two additional ingredients as well. For each tablet of Motilidizine, there's going to be 50 milligrams of 5-HTP. 5-HTP, best known as the serotonin precursor, but in regards to our conversation today, it's the direct support for the enteric nervous system. And it's the stimulation of the enteric nervous system that's going to allow for optimal contraction of the smooth muscle and a rhythmic contraction of the smooth muscle to prevent stasis in the small and large intestine. And so 5-HTP becomes a critical addition there. But along with the 5-HTP, we're also going to have magnesium citrate. Now, magnesium citrate was specifically chosen, and the dosing on this is at 50 milligrams per tablet as well. But one thing that we would want to acknowledge here is that when you look at magnesium citrate at this dose, this is not being added in as a in the same way that you would add in a magnesium chloride or, say, for example, a magnesium oxide. This is not being used for the osmotic effect. In contrast, this is being used to support muscle contraction and relaxation in the GI tract. It's being used to support its role as part of the neurotransmission system. So again, going back to the enteric nervous system, and it can, for those individuals that when the constipation becomes more severe and they start to notice feel more of a nausea effect from time to time, this can offset that as well. So the magnesium citrate is truly an adjunct to mechanistically how the intestines and the smooth muscle work, but it's also a complement to the 5-HTP as well. Now, dosing on this product is initially, and remember, we're talking about mild to moderate constipation. And so initially we would look at 1-3 times per day, best taken with meals. It can be used for symptom relief. And the thought process is, because we are trying to take a functional approach here, and we're not just trying to alleviate symptoms or think acutely, a 90-day minimum should be the approach here. And this can certainly be used well beyond that time frame. It can be used ongoing if necessary. And I would even suggest, you may ask, what about chronic constipation or more severe bouts of constipation? Can this be used, or can this be used at a dose greater than one with each meal? Short answer to that question is yes, certainly it can be. And you may find that even coupling this product in those more severe cases with a product like butyric CalMag, which we have talked about in previous conversations, could be a really solid intervention to get these patients' bowels moving in a more positive direction. But what I would like to do is turn this over to Jillian to talk about Biofiber Complete, because this is truly a complement to what I've just shared with you with regards to Motilidizine, and Biofiber Complete is going to take that the next step.
Thanks, Arlen. Yeah, most practitioners know how essential whole food fibers and polyphenols are to the health and diversity of the gut microbiome. And certainly, as Arlen mentioned, to those that are more challenged in the constipation arena. But they are also highly aware that their patients are not consuming enough or the diversity of these whole foods daily. The average American eats less than half the recommended daily levels. However, it has been a challenge to find a high-quality fiber supplement in the market that meets these needs, as many of the fibers out there provide bulking agents or poor-quality fibers that, to Arlen's point, may not serve the purpose that they are intended, and they also lack the ability to feed the microbiome. So after many years of research, Biotics designed Biofiber Complete to meet this demand. Biofiber Complete is a comprehensive whole food fiber and polyphenol powder that provides a combination of both soluble and insoluble fibers derived from over 70% organic whole seeds, fruits, vegetables, and roots, and is designed, as I mentioned, to upregulate the health of the microbiome. That not only would help with constipation, but so many other aspects that we've talked about in previous podcasts and overall health of the gut microbiome. One of the main goals for Biofiber Complete is to mimic plant-based diversity. One serving provides 5 grams of fiber from 10 of the highest quality fibers known to feed and support the gut microbiome, including organic flax seed, organic broccoli powder, organic kale powder, chia seed fiber, fenugreek seed fiber, non-GMO beet fiber, bamboo fiber, acai berry extract, apple fiber, and apple pectin. It also contains 3 grams of protein and 4 grams of healthy fats from the flax and chia seeds. Biofiber Complete is simply pure whole food. It's gluten-free, gum-free. It does not have any added flavors or sweeteners. To me, it has a benign neutral taste, most similar to flaxseed. It can be mixed with any liquid, but for simplicity and compliance, it's really best in a smoothie, which many patients are already incorporating on a regular basis. I have not been in a practice yet where patients aren't asking for simple and convenient options. Biofiber is patient compliant. It's efficient. It's cost-effective, really a cost-effective way to support a healthy, diverse microbiome. It's an ideal product as a foundational daily support to help patients increase their fiber and whole foods, or as more of a therapeutic or part of a more therapeutic gut healing program. Start with one serving and adjust for the patient's dietary and microbiome needs.
Jillian, there's one thing that always stands out to me about Biofiber, and you used about Biofiber Complete, and you used a key word that gets thrown around a lot, which is whole foods. But when it comes to Biofiber Complete, I would always encourage practitioners to look at the nutrition facts label and compare it to other products out there in the marketplace. This truly is a whole foods product. And the way that practitioners can differentiate that is that, in contrast to what you often see with fiber products in the marketplace, which when you look at the protein, carbohydrates, fats, the different breakdown areas on a nutrition facts label, you'll often see that those products just focus on the fiber. Whereas in contrast to Biofiber Complete, you'll see that there are appreciable amounts of fat. There's appreciable amounts of carbohydrates as the fiber, as well as protein in this product. And so it truly illustrates the points that you're making, that this really is a whole foods product. With that in mind, guys, I would like to, as Jillian alluded to, and actually use the word foundation. Sometimes with patients, you just look to try to build a foundation. You ask the question, where do I start sometimes? And this is where our next product comes into play. If you just need to give that patient a broad sweeping approach that can get them steered in the right direction so you can buy some time to get some information back from labs, from other clinical assessment modalities, and you can build a more complete protocol, but that in-between time can be supported by ColonCaps Plus. So think about this as your general GI support. And allow me to share these ingredients with you to illustrate this point. So first, we're going to have psyllium. Interesting ingredient to start with, just coming off of what we talked about with Biofiber Complete. The psyllium is in because it's going to support normal peristalsis, and it does have a bulking effect to support motility. Now, if this becomes a red flag for someone, don't allow that to happen at this point, because this product is not centered around psyllium. This is again, as I alluded to, a relatively broad spectrum product. And the psyllium is simply in here to just add in what is inherently likely missing from these patients' diet. The next ingredient that we're going to see is called kelgen. This is what's known as sodium alginate. It's derived from brown seaweed, and it binds up toxins, especially heavy metals. We know that when there's a lack of motility in the bowels, that patients are going to have higher accumulation of toxins. Instead of completing the detoxification process, many of these patients are undergoing a retoxification. And so this can be an ingredient that can help offset that, can help to start down-regulate some of the immune activation that can come along with that. But it's not by itself. We also have in this product flaxseed. Flaxseed has been shown to support some of the bowel motility properties. And it does that due to not just the flaxseed oil itself, those omega-3s that we often think about, but also because of what's known as linseed oil. We have apple pectin in here. Apple pectin is a polysaccharide. It's present as a cell wall component. It is a water-soluble fiber. So there is going to be some degree of that bulking effect, but this is going to help maintain the intestinal balance in regards to both the microbiota and the motility. Mannitol is included in here. Mannitol has it's stated as having laxative effects, but don't conflate that to think that that is a laxative like what we might think about with a high dose magnesium oxide or a Miralax or something in this category. That's not what we're referring to here. It's a much more benign type of an effect, but it is promoting laxation of the bowels to enhance motility. And it can offset some oxidation that we know is present in this environment. Peppermint. If you think about peppermint, peppermint's extremely rich in chlorophyll, and it has a couple of other key mechanisms here. It has some antimicrobial activity, and probably no stretch to think that these patients are going to have dysbiosis, but it's also going to induce enzyme secretion as well. And as you think about whether we're talking about pancreatic enzyme activity, brush border enzyme activity, the enzymes are important to the GI environment. So we need those to be available and functional to the degree to optimize health. Aloe vera is found in here. If you're not familiar with the history of aloe vera as it relates to GI function, it can be thought about as a soothing agent. It can be thought about as something that can help stimulate peristalsis. There's even the notion in some circles of drinking aloe vera juice in higher quantities for severely constipated patients. So the point here is that when you're trying to nudge motility, this is going to be a good ingredient to have on board to complement the other ones that I've previously mentioned. Two other ingredients that I think are important to acknowledge here as well, and that just likely seem, oh yeah, that makes sense as to why we would see that ingredient. Lactobacillus acidophilus, one of the most core probiotic species that we can think about in healthcare, just general idea of trying to restore overall healthy flora. You include bromelain along with that as a key proteolytic enzyme to support digestion of proteins, but also to just enhance degradation of molecules that need to be further broken down or excreted from the GI tract. Anise is going to support enzyme secretion. Prune powders in here as the last ingredient to facilitate excretion as well. So as you can see from this, it's a very broad spectrum product, and it's a starting point when you don't know where to go and you're trying to gather more information to give you a more specific direction. This is the product that you can feel comfortable is going to move things in the right direction and not create a negative outcome for the patient. Dosing on this is typically going to be 2 to 4 twice a day, and it can be used with or without food. But if you just want to have the patient get in a habit of using this with food, certainly no problem with doing that, just to be a reminder for them. Now, as broad spectrum as Colon Caps Plus is, I want to now hone down and get more specific. And to do this, we're going to transition into the upper esophageal or the upper GI tract in the gastroesophageal region. So looking at HCLEs, and HCLEs is a patented nutritional support for optimizing that environment. It's a product that has, or that was formulated by Dr. Gary Lanesky. And I mention that name because many of the products within the Biotics line that have proven themselves over time and that have become some of our key flagship products were actually formulated by Dr. Lanesky. So very astute clinician to have in our corner to support the formulation here. This product is built around five botanicals plus pepsin. And I'll explain where all of these botanicals come into play because it's truly a unique formulation in regards to how these actually work. But when the lower esophageal sphincter doesn't properly close, this is the gist of the problem. When that sphincter doesn't close, that junction between the esophagus and the stomach, ultimately what happens is that stomach acid starts to move back into the esophagus. And that's where the heartburn feeling comes into play. And if you think about how prevalent this is, in fact, GERD is formally defined as reflux more than 2 times per week. And the numbers on this show that it affects about 25 to 30% of adults. Truth being told is that many individuals that are suffering from reflux are suffering far more than 2 times per week. And so with regards to HCOEs, if we think mechanistically of how this product is supporting the patient, it supports stomach acid, it modulates stomach acid. So it's not trying to enhance secretion or inhibit secretion. It's a modulatory effect. It's going to aid with the digestive process, both by the botanicals and pepsin being in here. But allow me to get into some of these ingredients. Some of these you will have heard. Some of these will be maybe a bit unfamiliar to you just because they're not as commonly used, but they're equally studied and supported in the peer-reviewed data. So the first of these is going to be meadowsweet. A meadowsweet has most notably astringent properties that can be used in the cases of gastritis, so that inflammatory process in the stomach. The next is going to be okra. In some regions of the country, many of you will be familiar with okra. In other regions of the country where okra is not grown and consumed, maybe you won't be familiar with it. But if you've had any experience with okra, you know that it has a very mucus-like nature to it when you cook it. And so these mucilaginous polysaccharides are what create some of the healing properties in both the stomach and the lower esophageal region. And so we're trying to support mild irritation, mild inflammation. Excellent ingredient to have in here to support that activity. The data on okra is interesting too because it's also noted to inhibit bacterial adhesion. And if you think about the bacteria that would most likely be a part of this conversation, it's H. pylori, and okra can directly inhibit H. pylori. The next ingredient is going to be eyebright. Eyebright contains a compound called ocubin, which supports its natural support for a number of various GI pathways. But the two key mechanisms that we want to look at are going to be supporting mucous membrane integrity, so keeping that mucus layer nice and thick and allowing it to create a buffer between the effects of acid and the esophageal lining or even the gastric lining. And not to mention that eyebright does have some antimicrobial activity as well. Now, marshmallow, much along the same lines as what we see with okra, it's going to offset irritation, anti-inflammatory, mucilaginous properties in here. And then the last botanical that we see is going to be Asian plantain, antiseptic, anti-inflammatory, also antibacterial, immunomodulatory. And as I mentioned with eyebright, which contains ocubin and it modulates through a number of various pathways, Asian plantain is also a botanical that contains ocubin as well. Now, pepsin is the final ingredient. This is the non-botanical ingredient. This is going to support protein digestion. And the thing to note about HCOEs is that this is a clinically studied product. And so in the clinical study that was done around this, there were 25 participants in the study. 22 of the 25 responded positively. And so that's certainly a good percentage to be able to work with clinically, and especially when you compare that with what is available out there in the marketplace in, you know, thinking in regards to the TUMS or the PPIs or the H2 agonist classes of medications, right? These medications aren't doing anything to support a functional improvement. HCLEs is addressing both symptoms and supporting overall function. So it's giving you the best of both worlds. The initial dosing on this is going to be 2 to 3 capsules twice per day. Now, that is often recommended for at least 30 days here. And after 30 days, the numbers can be reduced on this. It is worth noting, just as I mentioned early on with Motilidizyme, if you need to increase the dose acutely or if you need to use the product in more of a symptomatic, timing-dependent approach, by all means, that can be the strategy here as well. It doesn't mean that this should only be taken around or in the context of meals. If you are going to use it with meals, typically 15 to 30 minutes before the meals is best time to take this. That's often when you're going to see the most benefit for the most number of patients. And it is important here to also note what are some potential contraindications. So for example, patients with asthma or using aspirin products, this HCLEs is not recommended for those patients just due to some possible contraindications that you may see there. So with that in mind, Joe, I want to turn this over to you. Let's switch gears and let's move into Glutarase. So to share with us about that product.
Well, thanks, Arlen. And Glutarase is, as some people know, a digestive enzyme for gluten. And avoiding gluten has been becoming mainstream. And almost every functional doctor suggests their patients get off of gluten. And for the patients who follow their instructions, they really feel a difference. And gluten's a major trigger for leaky gut. I know Dr. Fasano, the world's renowned expert in gluten sensitivity, shocked me. I was at a conference once and he said that every time gluten is eaten, it causes a leaky gut. But for most people, it heals quickly. But when other inflammatory factors are involved, healing is compromised. But here's the question that most of our patients have. If gluten is so bad, why is it that the people can eat bread and pasta in Europe, yet when they eat these foods here in the U.S., they have problems? Most of us are aware that commercially available wheat is sprayed with the antimicrobial agent glyphosate or Roundup as a desiccant before harvest. So, and also due to genetic restructuring, there's 50% more gluten in wheat than there was 50 years ago. And the gluten represents 50 to 80% of the protein found in wheat, barley, and rye grains here in the United States. Another change is that gluten has very high in the proline content, which is difficult for the proteases of the gastrointestinal tract to digest. This leaves a large proline-rich gluten fragment intact, which can and do trigger inflammatory T-cell responses, which result in gut and tissue destruction. And this is one reason why wellness and functional doctors encourage their patients to stay off gluten foods. But the problem is that gluten is a cheap food additive, very difficult to avoid entirely. And even when trying to follow a gluten-free diet, it's difficult. But, you know, if you're cooking from scratch or eating at home, avoiding gluten is easier. But when you're eating out, patients have no idea what they're eating. And so even gluten-free products have additives and emulsifiers that can be problematic. So Biotics wanted to look for a digestive product that could assist with that, and a real-world product that would assist with gut healing and at the same time breaking down gluten. And one of the problems with finding digestive enzymes for gluten is that multiple enzymes work in the Petri dish. But once those enzymes are exposed to changing pH of the GI tract, they're often ineffective. And these enzymes are effective when the pH is between 7 and 8, which is, as we know, the approximate pH of the small intestine. But when the pH range of the stomach, which is more acidic, in the 1.5 to 3 range, these enzymes are exposed to pepsin in the stomach. They get substantially degraded. However, one enzyme has been shown to be effective in human trials, and it's the only enzyme that I'm aware of and have seen in the literature, and that's tolerase G. Tolerase G is a specialized enzyme preparation that has been shown to significantly degrade gluten in the stomach and duodenum of human volunteers. Tolerase G is stable and it's active under gastric conditions. Sadly, then, gluten digestive enzymes currently on the market aren't very effective unless they contain polymerase G. And most of those enzymes on the market only digest 30 to 50% of the gluten. Yet that remaining gluten will still activate the immunological T cells and cause cell damage and leaky gut. And so Biotic's new product, Glutarase, well, I guess it's not so new, but Glutarase from Biotic combines tolerase. But here's the real key. They add a lot of the functional foods, Dr. Hill, and that you've mentioned. So, for example, gamma risinol from rice, it's a mixture of sterols. It also contains ferulic acid esters, which have been documented to effectively support gastric healing. You mentioned okra as a mucilaginous nutrient, provides significant support to mucous membranes. Okra also provides pectin and mucilage and possesses plant-based antioxidant activity. Marshmallow extract, as you mentioned, and its polysaccharides further support mucosal health. Something a lot of our listeners might not be familiar with, vitamin U complex is a methionine derivative shown to protect intestinal membranes in humans and has been documented to support gastric healing. Vitamin U originally came from cabbage. It was a derivative, and it stimulates the support and formation of gastric mucus and provides antioxidant and actually acts as a methyl donor. And finally, superoxide dismutase and catalase from vegetable culture are two very important antioxidant enzymes to put out oxidative inflammation. So knowing the huge market that's already present and many of the so-called gluten digestive enzymes continue to cause inflammation and contribute to leaky gut, glutarase is really one of the best options. And the suggested dosage is two with each meal. I have a really good friend who thought he had stomach cancer. Every night, his stomach was bloated with and in pain. And I was with him after a meal, and he dramatically excused himself because he had explosive diarrhea. When I asked him what was wrong, he explained his dilemma. And at the time, I gave him about 8-intenzyme Forte, which is a multi-purpose enzyme with bromelain, papain, pancreatin, trypsin, and alpha-chymotrypsin. And in 20 minutes, his pain was totally gone. So he literally thought I was a miracle worker. And we went on to do some food and food sensitivity testing. As you might imagine, he was definitely sensitive to gluten and gliadin, actually dairy as well. But here's a great ending to my story. My friend is from the Chicagoland area, and he now lives in Tennessee. He was going back to Chicago, and he wanted to go to one of the most famous pizza places in the city. Now, he knew he was going to get sick because he was sensitive. He was not only sensitive to gluten, but dairy as well. But he wanted that Chicago deep dish pizza. Well, he took two glutarase in the middle of the meal, and he didn't have any discomfort. I mean, nothing. It was just amazing. So the moral of the story is that if you know you're sensitive to gluten, whenever or if your patients go to the restaurant, encourage them to take two glutarase to be safe. Restaurants are trying to be gluten sensitive, but often the staff is not aware of the food additives and the hidden sources of gluten.
Joe, I appreciate the insight, and certainly that's a product that can be, as you alluded to with your story, a great emergency product to turn to, but also just can offset a lot of potential discomfort by some of these hidden ingredients that can end up in the food supply. Let's actually, if you don't mind, Joe, I'd like to transition over to ChloraCaps and have you share some information about ChloraCaps, because this is probably a product that many practitioners don't put in their list of GI-oriented products and may wonder why it falls into today's topic. But clear that up for us.
Well, thanks, Dr. Hill. And you know what? It's interesting you say that, because that's really not, until today, has really not been one of my favorite products, just because I think it's a misunderstood product. And most of us don't really realize the historical applications that chlorophyll has been used over the centuries. It's been reported to assist in normal blood clotting, as you might imagine, but wound healing, maintaining hormonal balance, I would never think of that, deodorizing, detoxification, promoting digestive health. But one of its strengths is an antioxidant, as well as has antimicrobial properties and supports and strengthens the immune system. Now, ChloraCaps, which is Biotic's product, is unique because it supplies both water and lipid-soluble chlorophyll. Chlorophyll by nature is water-soluble, where chlorophyllin is fat-soluble. So ChloroCaps supplies liquid-soluble vitamins such as vitamin A, E, and K, as well as superoxide dismutase and catalase. The form of vitamin A that's added comes from natural mixed carotenoids. The vitamin E comes from D-alpha, beta, gamma, and delta, and delta-alpha tocopherol acetates. Vitamin K is phytonadione, and SOD and catalase function is important antioxidant enzymes in the body and preserve shelf life in the product. So it's a nice mixture. But chlorophyll has been called the blood of the plant world and has the same structure, as many of us know, as the heme of blood, except where the heme carries an iron mineral in the center, the chlorophyll carries magnesium. You could see why many think of chlorophyll when they want to support blood quality. It's also a natural source of magnesium. One of my mentors, Dr. George Goodhart, who is the founder of Applied Kinesiology, he used chlorophyll as one of his primary suggestions to heal the gut, particularly the small intestine. And that's how I remember it the most, because so many of the AK doctors said that's one of their first suggestions is chlorophyll. The chlorophyllin in ChloroCaps comes from spinach concentrate, mulberry leaf extract, and vegetable culture, which, as I mentioned, also supply plant-based superoxide dismutase and catalase. For centuries, plant extracts of chlorophyll have been used topically for foul-smelling or slow-healing wounds, vascular ulcers, pressure ulcers. When taken orally, chlorophyll supplements have been shown to reduce urine and fecal odor in patients struggling with incontinence. Another source of chlorophyll is chlorella. And chlorella, I know we're not talking about chlorella necessarily, but chlorella has a particular affinity for binding and eliminating mercury and can be useful when eating a lot of fish. It's also high in plant-based protein. And Biotix has a chlorella product called Chlorella Caps. But the question I've always asked is why both Chlorella Caps and ChloroCaps have so many potential benefits. And let's come back to the structure of chlorophyll. As I mentioned, chlorophyll looks like the heme molecule, except the center contains magnesium instead of iron. Magnesium dissociates easily, but we often forget that once magnesium has vacated, the valence of chromium will attract metals of the same charge. And that means lead, mercury, cadmium, arsenic, et cetera, are all attracted to that empty chlorophyll molecule. So the current theory when removing metals is to assure binders are present to attract the metals when chelating agents are used therapeutically. The chelating agents release the metals from tissues, but binders keep them from being reabsorbed and limit the extensive oxidation that comes with heavy metals. And both ChloroCaps and Chlorella Caps are excellent binders. If you think about it, metals bind cell membranes as well as contribute to mitochondrial dysfunction. So if we can reduce metals in the body, multiple benefits could ensue, particularly in the gut. Now, Dr. Yell, I hope you don't mind, but I want to go off the reservation just for a minute and share a story that I'm not even sure that you're familiar with. I was working with a physician who did a lot of private labeling. In fact, he private labeled his complete dispensary. And he brought a chlorella product to Biotix to encapsulate. And he said it was the purest, cleanest form from an isolated, pristine lake. He just had to have this product, the raw material, because it was just so pure. He did all the due diligence to locate this unique source and actually sent kilos of it to Biotix to encapsulate. And as you know, Biotix screens products in multiple ways to ensure efficacy and purity. Their phytochemistry laboratory has IOS certification, and that basically means that they could be an independent lab. But instead, they use their expertise to evaluate in-house the products before they manufacture them, and during manufacturing, I might add. So for the first year of production, the material tested well in their pre-production laboratories, but after that, the pristine raw material supplier kept slipping in products that contained metals. But because of Biotix in-house testing, they rejected them before they went into encapsulation and before this physician was stuck with an inferior product. At first, he was steaming mad because we didn't use his supplier, but when he found out that his raw material was contaminated, he was thankful for Biotic's attention to pre-production screening. And it's one of the things that Biotic's does that nobody sees. All the screening, all the testing that they do really sets them apart as a very, very unique company.
Joe, I definitely think that's a good off-script story to share, and it certainly highlights the due diligence that Biotic's research goes through to make sure that what practitioners expect to be in the bottle actually ends up in the bottle with nothing else included in there. I know that there were several practitioners that when you use the word binders, their ears just popped up. And we've talked about ImmunoGG SBI in the past as a binder, but it certainly should not be overlooked that chloracaps can be equally used as a binder as well. I was at one point doing a good bit of research into mycotoxins, and one of the molecules that continually presented itself in the literature as being a solution to mycotoxin accumulation was chlorella. And so this really just further emphasizes the points that you're making there. So I appreciate you bringing that up, Joe. And to conclude our conversation today, Jillian, I want to turn this back over to you, and you're going to talk to us about IAG here, which has a product that's been with Biotic for quite some time now and has certainly proven itself. So please share with us about that product.
Thanks, Arlen. Yeah, I think it's a great product to conclude because it does touch on a very important focus for most practitioners. IAG is a highly concentrated arabinogalactin powder derived from the lark tree. The lark tree is the best known source with the highest concentrations of arabinogalactins. They are well researched and proven to be an excellent source of prebiotic fiber that have powerful gut enhancement and immune modulating properties. In the Biotics line, I believe IAG is one of the top products that directly improves the gut and immune connection, which is a key focus for so many practitioners. Arabinogalactins are one of the few nutrients with demonstrated ability to increase natural killer cells. They also increase macrophages, which we know are so vital for addressing infections. They are also known to modulate and optimize immune function, similar to but more potent than echinacea, which most are familiar with. In fact, in one of Joe's Tuesday minutes, he references the potency of the Biotics IAG in comparison to echinacea to give a better perspective of just how powerful it is. For reference, he states that one tablespoon of IAG has as many polysaccharides as 2 to 5 bottles of liquid form of echinacea. That is impressive. To add to that and to add to the immune modulating effects we just touched on, IAG is also going to have a direct impact in gut healing protocols, as it will help to improve secretory IgA. It'll aid the beneficial gut flora, help to increase short chain fatty acids such as butyrate, which will all work synergistically together to improve the integrity of the gut and strengthen the immune system. Since IAG is a powerful immune product in many practices, it is also a go-to for addressing acute or chronic infections, especially viral infections and ear infections. So you have a very, very powerful product that is going to not only work in many ways in the immune system directly, but also in the gut directly. It is a tasteless powder that can be mixed easily with any liquid. I always receive inquiries about which products can be used for children. This is absolutely at the top of the list. It's an excellent one for really kids of all ages. As I mentioned, it's tasteless. It can be mixed easily. It dissolves easily. So very easy to implement with really anyone. For a therapeutic dose, you can consider 1 tablespoon of IAG 3 times a day for adults, or 1 teaspoon 3 times a day with children. If patients are sensitive to prebiotic fiber, you may consider starting slower and just working your way up. But it's absolutely a powerful product, sometimes overlooked because of the name. For some, if it's helpful, I always remember it by I for immune, AG for arabinogalactans.
So, Jillian, let me just jump in for one quick second because that was awesome, first of all. But second of all, so many things are in our environment that stimulate the adaptive immune system. And one of the things that I learned about IAG, which again is one of my favorite products, is that it really supports the innate immune system. And I remember one of your old clients, Dr. Wally Schmidt, taught us that when the adaptive immune system goes up, the innate immune system goes down. It's almost like a teeter-totter. And so, but when you stimulate the innate immune system, it kind of calms the adaptive immune system. And so this is one of those products that really stimulates the innate immune system. And as you mentioned, it stimulates those natural killer cells, which is, again, one of my favorites. So thanks for that great presentation.
Guys, before I close this out today, I want to share a story with you around IAG. So I hadn't been in practice very long at all. I think I was maybe in my third or fourth year of practice. And I take a trip up to Kansas City to go to a weekend seminar. Biotics is hosting the seminar for the weekend. And there's a practitioner. This was a seminar series that I was taking. And so we got to know the attendees all got to know each other. Well, one of the attendees that I had become pretty good friends with on Saturday, this was a Saturday and Sunday seminar, on Saturday evening, this doctor was sick. I mean, to the point of he was barely staying awake until we got to 5 o'clock to get through the class. I mean, the guy was clearly sick. You could read it all over him. And the biotics rep handed him a bottle of IAG and told him, go take multiple dosages out of this bottle and get yourself moving in the right direction. And so literally, guys, the next morning, this guy shows up and we are all looking at him going, who is this guy? This looks like a completely different individual than who left here last night. He was back functional. He wasn't 100%, but this guy was operating. And unless you inherently knew he was sick, you wouldn't have known he was sick. So that, and the only thing that he really did was high dose the IAG. He took multiple servings that night. And yeah, this was a different guy. So when I saw that transition, it really spoke volumes to everyone that was a part of that class as to what IAG can do for the immune system.
It's a great story.
Yeah, it was insightful. So with that in mind, guys, in today's podcast, we have taken a look at options that support from the stomach to the large intestine. Each of these products provides you with another tool in your clinical tool belt. As a practitioner, you have the confidence to know that regardless of the patient presentation, you have an option. Moreover, backed by years of research and clinical application, the options shared with you today will keep you poised for success with your patients for years to come. If you're looking for additional information or any of the additional information on any of the products or resources mentioned in today's show, please reach out to your local representative or the home office. In closing, I want to thank Joe and Jillian for their willingness to share their time and experience to help us all become more versed in the appropriate application of biotics research products. We all appreciate you being a part of today's podcast and hope you will join us again for another episode of Wellness Unfiltered Pro Podcast.